we return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We have a prize coming up on Profile This. Woo! How about that action? 5:15 when we play. If you win on Profile This, you're going to go to Blackberry Smoke. That is Friday night at Emerald Queen Casino.
But more than that,
a $200 dining credit at Slahal at Emerald Queen Casino, going up to the steakhouse for a little dinner before the show. That is the prize.
Those are both good prizes.
It is. That's going to be an awesome night. So if you're interested in that package, play Profile This coming up at 5:15. All right, do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com? You've got mail. You've got mail. Feel here on your feet or legs doing you dirty, guys. Happened about 3 months ago, maybe four. I was up for my daily walk with Henry, the 96-pound Wonder Lab, at 4 a.m. Everything was fine. 45 minutes of pure pre-dawn bliss coming down the expansive driveway behind my building when Henry saw something to his right, and I was not quick enough to steady myself. My right ankle folded like a deck of cards. As I lay there, writhing in pain, Henry walks over to me and starts licking my face. At this point, I'm convinced I cannot walk. So I have to crawl, half hobble, back into the building, then make an appointment at an immediate clinic where they tell me that while I have not broken my right ankle, I have torn ligaments and a severe sprain. Now, 12 weeks later, my right ankle is just starting to feel and behave normally again. Guess that's why we haven't seen VD in a while.
That would explain it. Damn, dude.
Do you have an elevator in this building?
He does.
Does he?
Okay, that helps.
Thank God for that.
Otherwise, you have to hang your dad's ass.
I mean, that dog's a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's the brother of the one Taryn has, and that's a lot. And Taryn and Brad have, like, property.
Don't they hate their dog?
I would say they hate him. They're both just, they're all from the same breeder and stuff. And they're all pretty much, which should be the same dog, size-wise. I don't know what it is with Henry and Brute. They're just monsters.
Really?
They're so much bigger. And it appears that there is, like, just no off button on the two of them.
Oh, really?
At all. It is wild.
Okay. Guys, Saturday the 30th, my hub's foot did me dirty in the least dangerous way. Playing fetch with our dogs on our beach and slipped. Body went one way, leg went the other. Double spiral fracture of his tibula. Was he drunk? 100%. We turned brunch into some epic day drinking. Another one, job at Boeing. Climb stairs 40 to 50 times a day. Climbing stairs just before quitting time. Blew out my knee. Surgery and 6 months of light duty. It's amazing how easily that happens.
Oh, no.
You really don't have to. Granted, it can happen in a traumatic way. But oftentimes, it just happens.
I'll say most of the time.
It just gives out. Let's say mom fell at home this past January, and no one found her for 2 days. She could barely shuffle around with her walker before, and now she can't even stand due to muscle deterioration.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this before, and it's hard because a lot of older people don't want to go into a facility or a home, but it's like, that's part of the reason. It's just for falls, or right? Losing my mom, like, she lost her sense of smell. She would have no idea if her place was on fire.
That's a problem,
right?
Here's a couple of bitches. As a kid, I was in charge of feeding the pets, cats and dogs, two of each. Went outside to do said chore and stepped on a gift from the cat, mouse guts, squished between my toes and everything. Nasty. And another one. In a drunken rage, I was so pissed at my husband that I kicked a kitchen cabinet while I was barefoot. Broke my foot and had to wear a boot for 6 weeks. Not my brightest moment. Another, tripped over my shoes going down the stairs, fell about 6 stairs down to the bottom. I was 5 months pregnant at the time. Baby was all good, but damn, if it didn't hurt my pride and dignity, even though no one was there to witness it. Another one, crossed my legs to sneeze so I didn't pee my pants. Sneezed so hard that I tore my ACL.
Oh!
That's my saga right there from Jamie.
Just pee yourself.
I feel like I've heard stories of people tearing other stuff, but not their... Not their knees, in like a lower back or something.
Another pregnant one, 7.5 months pregnant. Fell down the steps. Feet fell out from underneath me. Fell on my back, broke my big toe. Compressed and fractured two of my vertebrae. Damn. All right, I do believe we have, what do we got? One birthday here, brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Those girls were a lot of fun at the golf tournament yesterday.
Seeing them out there.
Oh, yeah. They're having a blast. And people love that salsa, man.
Because it's good.
Even the crows. They're tearing it up. Never seen it. Well, I've never seen a crow eat vegetables. Have you?
That's a good point. No, man.
I mean, they were going into the salsa.
Hey, San Juan, if you don't use that,
that's a selling point.
Hey, even crows will eat it.
Yeah. Let's say, guys, it's my
well,
son.
Salsa. A lot of people don't eat vegetables. They'll eat salsa.
I eat salsa. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't thinking about you, but good pride.
I'm the best example of that. Yeah.
Guys, it's my son Xavier's 11th birthday. Can he get Goofy and Mickey talking about what he should do tonight? So maybe a fart montage.
How old?
Thanks, guys. 11. He's 11. That from Ricky.
Oh, God.
Well, gosh, it is a birthday, so I'm hoping to get a lot of ice cream. Now, if you're like, oh, Goofy, the more ice cream you eat, the more chance you can make your own fart montage. So just walk around to figure out and ask everyone around you to pull your finger and let her rip.
Ah, and for dinner, you can get whatever you want. Just make sure you make it a double. Double cheeseburger. Double large pizza. Dad's got to get it for you.
It's the day of the double.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Think about a couple extra emails. This one on the subject of best worst advice, kind of like hitting it with a driver long and to the right. Bacholas, back in 1995. I was a ski bum living in a condo with six other young idiots. I was a newly minted college graduate slumming around as a ski instructor in Colorado. One of my buddies, a real hustler kind of guy, he had some investments while living on his minimal ski patrol salary, came up to me one day, and since I was a smart college graduate, he asked me my opinion about Apple and the stock. At the time, Apple was in the esser. Steve Jobs had left. Microsoft had floated Apple a loan to keep them afloat. Buddy had about 2,000 shares in Apple at 25 cents each. I told him the hard truth. Apple's going nowhere. Dump the stock.
Oh.
He dumped it. And thank God we were both still in most of 95. Because if he remembered my advice today, he'd come after my ass for $500,000 that he does not have based on my advice. That from Thomas, the U.S. Ambassador to Algonia.
Ah. Yeah, dump it, dude. It's going nowhere.
Wow. And one more. This is on Food Arguments Revisited. Hola, gentlemen. This past Saturday, I had a great bagel sandwich that eventually made me think of a past heated discussion on your show.
All right.
First, to answer the things I expect you to care about the most, the bagel sandwich in question was at Bee's Bagels and Butters in Gig Harbor.
All right.
And the bagel involved was an Old Bay seasoned bagel.
Oh.
That I assume is for a limited time, as it's their bagel of the month. Well, this Saturday, while listening to your show from Thursday, I enjoyed a great bagel and lox sandwich on said Old Bay bagel. Toasted. And with scallion cream cheese. However, as I ate, the filling began to squirt out on the side, much like a ciabatta sandwich. It made me begin to wonder about the voiced disdain for ciabatta bread, despite certain members of the show arguing about bagel sandwiches that are not toasted. So what are your thoughts about the similarity and changes with both sandwich options? Take care, gents, and I hope the Gulf Classic went well. That from Paul the OT. Paul, I've got a very... definitive answer in my opinion about this. Anytime that I do cream cheese or a lox or any of that stuff on a bagel,
yeah,
salmon, anything else, I do it open-faced. So I don't like when the bagel is closed into a sandwich unless it's toasted with chicken salad, tuna salad.
Sure.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. Other than that, man, I kind of like it open-faced. So it's like, you know, two different parts.
I hear what he's saying. The argument that I would make, one, I just don't like ciabatta. But taking that out of the equation, the difference is... if your bagel's toasted and you add cream, but the only things that squirt out of your bagel are typically something cold that you're putting onto the hot surface.
Mm-hmm.
So cream cheese will squirt out because the cream cheese is cold, right? And it gets heated up with the warm bagel. Otherwise, like you said, chicken salad, shrimp salad does not tend to squirt out of the toasted bagel. I would argue that in ciabatta, whatever I put on there is going to squirt out of the backside. So you're right. If I'm going to do open face, it's probably cream cheese and lox. One, because I like it. But two, because I don't want it exploding. If it's chicken salad, shrimp salad, anything else like that, something savory, a meat, you can close it up. And it's not going to shoot out of the back. Unlike ciabatta, which is always, like, you could do ciabatta bread for, like, a gender reveal. Hey, bite into the sandwich or whatever color squirts out of the back of their goddamn sandwich. That's the baby. That's
I think we got to be realistic.
You're shaking your head, Mike. You know I'm right. Look,
you got to be realistic about bagel sandwiches, too, though, is that, like, I like a bagel sandwich. Outside of a breakfast sandwich that's warm, they're not the best vessel. stuff's always falling out.
No,
it's just part of the piece we make with the bacon.
That's why there's no bagel burger.
Feel like there's certain things that don't. That only the bagel is there for. So again, like cream cheese and lox, like the bagel's made for that. You could put it on toast. You could put it on an English muffin. I just think it's a bad idea. That's right. Ciabatta's just like, I'm just here to ruin your meal.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first,
the men's room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found that as people age, their ankles shift from being a propulsion engine into more of a stabilizing brace. Speaking of feet and legs.
Okay.
That's got to be just because as your body kind of disintegrates over time and degenerates.
Yeah, now you're just like, just keep my balance.
Just hold out,
trying
man.
To walk.
Yeah. Just try not to fall down. It's now being considered that screen time is not a problem. What people do during that screen time is, according to a new study. So it's not so much that we're on our screens more often, it's just what we're doing on there.
Right.
It's all brain rot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I think that would kind of argue that it's not all brain rot if it doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, if you're reading an article, I think that's different than just scrolling.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Where we're screwing it up is the brain rot portion.
Yeah, the doom scroll. Well, it's hard, right?
100%.
You get a little hit of dopamine. You know, like, I get it. People can do it for hours.
Are you doom scrolling or are you reading the news?
No, doom scrolling is a different thing.
Yeah, you're just kind of cruising.
Social media.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Checking hashtags.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not something I do. So
right. And it's I've been victim to that, especially on like a Saturday or Sunday where I'm not doing anything. I'll lay in bed for, like Ted said, I will be there for an hour or two. Just scrolling on TikTok because I don't have to think at all.
Right, correct.
The videos are mildly entertaining enough to hold my attention, and I'm tired enough that I don't want to get engaged with a book. I'm bored enough that I don't want to get engaged with a show or a movie. I'm tired enough that I don't want to go out and do something. I'm okay with just rotting here.
And, all right. And some of them are really funny. Remember, what was that, like a few months ago or a year ago? It was like redheads are black.
That's right.
You had all these redheaded people being like, I knew it. Like, what's up, my brothers?
Right.
I'm just like, this is so stupid.
Then one guy screwed it up.
Yeah, well, of course you knew one guy.
It's inevitable.
Right. Yeah. It was like, it was fine. And everybody.
I'm black, right?
Right. We all kind of had an agreement that if you had any red hair, we'd make the joke, but nobody was going to say that.
That's
of course,
right.
One guy.
You know somebody is.
I know. It just bummed me out.
I know.
It was friendly. Then, of course, it got racist.
And now, can't have anything nice, Ted.
We can't.
Some people don't know how to tell the joke.
Hey, did you hear about the Swedish chef?
I think that's Jesus. You get the joke? It's because it's racist.
All right. Scientists have discovered a fear memory pathway in women's brains that men apparently don't use.
A fear memory pathway.
I'm sure if I dove into it, it would talk about how women basically
don't
have mental pathways that are based on fears that they have at some point encountered in their lives, whereas men completely shut that off.
Well, it's probably men.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's got to be it. Like, look, as far as like walking to your car at night.
Right.
Things like that when it's dark. All those different things.
Yeah, you never hear a dude say to the ladies, hey, can one of you walk me out?
Hey, man, can you guys walk me out there?
It's like, because there's a bunch of idiots out there.
That's right.
So, I would expect so.
They kind of have to do more to make sure that they're protected for themselves. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a pathway. I think it's just being on your toes and being alert to the situation.
Sure.
Yeah, like, I'm never freaked out if there's a woman that we happen to be walking down the same street and, like, she's still behind
me. She's going
to
mug me.
Right, I'm not worried about her. But I will say, as a dude, like when I used to live on Capitol Hill and I'd walk home, if it's like three blocks and I'm still behind the same woman, if we've like moved, I will like, I'm like, all right, I'll just go home a different way.
Right.
Yeah.
That way they don't feel that way.
Right. Yeah. Put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time for a Merriam-Webster word of the day. Thrill, you currently hold the title there with a single win. However, I give you a 10% chance of success on this one. It's an adjective brought to you by the letter D. No. It's a word that you used in formal speech. To describe something that is damaging or harmful, usually in a subtle or unexpected way.
It starts with the letter D.
Yeah, five syllables. This is a long word.
Jesus, are we waiting for him?
All right, that's a good warning, five syllables.
Yep. Something that is damaging or harmful, usually in a subtle or unexpected way.
Degrading?
Degrading, not bad, but no, sir.
Diabolical.
Diabolical, I like it, but no. Miles, you got one guess? Anything at all?
Disconcerting?
Deleterious.
Oh.
Oh, wow. I've heard the word before. I've never heard anyone say the word.
No.
I think I read it once, looked it up, and was like, okay. And if I remember correctly, it's almost like the old Batman TV show where they didn't just use the word. They used, you know, that nefarious, deleterious, right? Like 15 adjectives saying the same thing.
Though effective at keeping pests away from plants, the spray is no longer used because of its deleterious effects on the respiratory system.
That person just wants you to say, what do you mean?
I'm going to slap the cup of tea out of your hand.
To say it's dangerous.
That's right.
Just sounds like a guy I went to high school with.
Yeah. Really?
Deleterious?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Deleterious Watson, tight end.
There's the promo. A critically endangered dwarf fox was recently photographed on the island of Cozumel, Mexico, marking the first time that it's been seen in more than 20 years and the first time ever that it's been photographed.
Maybe because it's so tiny.
Now it's a small island. You'd think they'd have figured that out.
That's right. A little dwarf fox.
Can we just call him small? I gotta call him a dwarf.
It's a cute little fox,
it is
dude.
Cute. Yeah, we couldn't call him miniature.
The miniature fox.
Look at that little dwarf.
Look at that dwarf fox. Dwarf fox.
Are there dwarf horses, or do we just have miniature horses?
Ponies. Our little miniature ponies.
Yeah, I hear many, but I feel like I've heard dwarf. What did you see when you were in Texas?
Dwarf horses.
Tiny Tim. The smallest horse in all of America. And he was down in a pit. It was sad. It cost me 5 tickets. And then the guy goes, hey, man. He's got dwarfism.
Jesus.
And Tiny Tim just stares at a little wall in his pit.
Oh, it was sad. Okay, dwarf horses, which are horses born with genetic dwarfism, are distinctly different from purposeful bred miniature horses. While healthy miniature horses are proportional, genetic dwarfism results in severe skeletal deformities, incorrect limb angles, and chronic pain requiring specialized rescue and veterinary care.
I'm looking at a few images now. That's a different... Oh, wow. Look at that dude. He's not okay. All right.
A teacher's emotional state may influence the grades of their students, according to a new study.
You don't say.
Right. Oh, so if your teacher's in a really bad mood, there's no curve on this one. You kids suck.
Hasn't anyone that's ever gone to school known that?
Yeah. Our teachers back in the day did not care.
No.
They didn't care.
You knew the mood they were in based on the grade you got on your homework.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, even, like, the A students, suddenly they got, like, a low B. And it's like, oh, they had a crappy night.
Well, and teachers also play their cards. I can only speak from my experience, but sometimes, like, they're like, all right, you're lucky and I'm in a good mood today.
Exactly. Like, oh, they say that out loud, and you're like, okay.
I was always in a good mood when they wheeled the TV in. That was going to be a good day.
That's good, because I'm not paying attention.
Yeah. That's right.
No matter what they
put
on.
Day off right there.
Don't care.
We're going to watch Mythbusters. Cool.
All right.
We had a teacher, my freshman year, right?
Yeah.
And, like, it's a little bit tougher, especially in a school like DeMatha. Even, like, the first year, like, we know he's kind of a freshman teacher. Yada, yada, yada. He was an assistant on the baseball team. The freshman team does well, and to celebrate, they all kind of jumped. But it broke, like, it, like, snapped his knee in half or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, he was pissy for a while. And I was struggling in that class. I'm going to look at some of the baseball players. And, like, I'm going to have to go to summer school because you idiot jumped on him.
Damn.
Right? He was so mad.
Oh, no. Drinking tomato soy juice every day may help reduce chronic inflammation.
Tomato soy juice?
I know. It didn't really sound appetizing to me either.
I mean, look, sorry.
What's the soy? Just the sauce?
It might be. I don't know.
I don't want to blend up soy.
What that study should say is keep taking your chances.
Yeah, no kidding. BuzzFeed recently published a list of things that used to be affordable but now feel like a luxury.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
And that means I've got all 10 here. So these are the 10 things that used to be affordable but now feel like a luxury. Is there anything that you guys can remember from your childhood?
Concert tickets.
Concert tickets. I do like it. I don't know if it's on the list. It is on the list. Number 8 on the list. Concert tickets. Somebody commented, I saw Bob Dylan for $6.50.
The first concert I went to was $13.50. And trust me, that with inflation and all that, still doesn't add up to the garbage they charge now. The difference was when you were a kid, it wasn't so much about your parents paying for the ticket. It's about, are you getting good grades? Are you being decent? Right?
Right.
What about money? Now, when the kids are like, I want to go to this show, I'm like, I'm sure you do.
Yes.
And that is a conversation.
I'll say
$450 a ticket.
I'll say travel. Between airline tickets and the price of hotel rooms.
Travel is not on the list, Miles.
Okay. How about just takeout food.
Just take
delivery food.
Well, for the rest of the country, it's fine.
Yeah, it's still pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's pretty high. It's starting to get outrageous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on the list, though.
Not on the list, sorry.
Oh, sweet.
I do remember I went over to the father-in-law's house. We were poking through some old stuff. You know, the lady was going through some old sentimental stuff. She found a stash of his old concert tickets.
All right.
Now, it wasn't the $13 that they were paying before, but he was seeing some pretty big-name artists for, like, $40.
Yeah.
Like, doggone it, man.
I remember the first time I paid $50 for a concert ticket. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
The point of the band was Metallica on the And Justice for All tour.
Right.
That would be... $600 ticket now, based on that album sales and all that.
Where I went to school for radio down in Green River Community College, they actually have a poster up there where Nirvana performed at the Student Center there in Green River, and it was like $5 a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Insanity.
So these I could buy a bag of weed with that. Yeah. I'm not going to the show. Yeah.
10 things that used to be affordable but now feel like a luxury. Bottom of the house, they basically say any house. In 1955, my parents bought their home for $16,000. My father made $5,000 a year, and today that same house sold for $1.7.
He made $5,000 a year in 1996?
55.
Oh, 55. Yeah. Jesus.
No kidding. No, what was it? My parents, I feel like they bought their first house $68,000, something like that.
Yeah, I think my parents like $29,000 or $30,000, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's insanity. It's absolutely insanity.
Oh, yeah. You look at housing. And again, Seattle is outrageously expensive compared to the rest of the country.
Yep.
But the cost of housing has still gone. Seattle's just the exception because we're so obnoxious here about it. But anywhere in the country, like, yeah, the cost of housing, which, oh, my parents bought this for blank. Like, yeah. That's,
right. I literally had a conversation with my old man this morning, and he talked about how when I was just born, or rather, I was in the talk. Rent on a two-bedroom was like $250 a month.
Yeah, think about that.
Rent on a three-bedroom was, you know, if you wanted the third bedroom, that's $300. Like,
can we make that happen?
We would stab each other for any place that cost $300
a month. Well, I keep thinking about my kids, man. You know, at some point, they'll be done with high school. You want to move out of the house. I'm like, right, but you might have to leave the state, man, or move to the eastern side, because I don't know. You're still going to get paid garbage. You know, for your entry-level job into whatever you're doing. But, like, again, Seattle prices, you're going to get a two-bedroom apartment for, what, $2,400 a month?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. On your 18-year-old paycheck. That ain't happening, man.
Right. A couple honorable mentions that are not on the list here from our YouTube chat. Gasoline, bills, cigarettes, tobacco, automobiles.
I thought all those were going to go down.
The dentist. Used to be affordable, now feels like a luxury.
I'll just brush my teeth and floss.
I didn't know.
It's kind of crazy.
Because our insurance did a very good job on that, but my dentist, not our insurance, but my dentist themselves, stopped carrying our insurance.
Oh, great.
But we didn't know that until after, I think, I don't remember if it was the kids. I think it was the kids, whatever. So we didn't know they'd stopped taking our insurance. And my wife gives me a text, and I'm like, holy crap.
Yay.
Yeah. Brush your damn teeth.
No kidding. Concert tickets we talked about was number 8. Babysitters at number 7.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know how much my folks paid for our babysitter.
Not much.
Right.
I guarantee you.
Probably not much at all.
Just not much.
How much do babysitters run at least when you were still in the game?
If you want to keep them, you need to pay them a little bit more.
Sure.
That way when you need to go out, you can always call them and go like, well, they're like, well, they pay $10 to $15 an hour. Well, these other people pay $5, so I'm going to cancel on the other people.
Exactly.
Take the $10 to $15.
I think we were like $20 for whatever the night was.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's the other difference. Back in the day, it wasn't by the hour. Just like... If a kid was going to babysit another group of kids, it was just like, we will pay you blank. And that was it.
The lady and I are going out of town, and we need to call on the cousin. We'll throw a little bit.
Oh, for the dog?
For the dog. Yeah, for the dog and the cat.
Yeah, I was always kind of like an emergency babysitter.
Nice.
Like, if Freda called me, it's the bottom of the barrel.
He's called everyone else.
He's like, look, we're going out for 2 hours. The kids are asleep. If they wake up, just, I don't know.
What happened the one time you were babysitting? Didn't something weird happen?
I don't know.
Okay. I thought I remembered the story. Like, I don't know.
I know it does sound vaguely familiar.
Did something weird happen?
strange happenings in the night.
Yeah. Can't remember now.
Ghost move a chair. Something. 10 things that used to be affordable enough, but now feel like a luxury. Sneakers. Ted, you're the sneakerhead. Has the price gone up dramatically?
And it depends on what you're buying. So, like, if you like Jordans, they are very expensive. They always were the most expensive.
And they will continue to be.
If you get specialty pairs of Air Maxes, but most Air Maxes to me are still like 120, 130.
All right.
They were always kind of around $100. But a lot of other shoes have gotten ridiculous.
Yeah. I kind of upgraded from doing just the department store shoe, and I've tried to shop a little bit nicer.
I'll tell you what, man, you can't go wrong with Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. If you can just find ones that are your size and you like.
No kidding.
Yeah, right, you got to do a little searching.
Movie tickets comes in at number 5.
Yeah.
Movie tickets are shocking.
They are.
Last time I went, it was... Right. I literally watched a movie and got a Diet Coke. I just couldn't believe how much I paid. I didn't even get popcorn.
Yeah.
And it's just... But it's one of those... One, I don't know what their overhead is. I don't know why we're paying so much more. There's no noticeable upgrade to movie theaters or any of that to justify just the difference in cost. But at the same time, to go, man, what do we do to get people back to the theater? It's like, well, you could charge less.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a good start, man.
Lady and I did a double feature over the weekend. I think it was $15 a ticket per movie that we did.
All right.
Then, of course, there's popcorn, and there was an open bar, so.
Open?
Well, not open. Sorry. Right. No.
Okay. A bar available.
Tell me where
there was a bar available. Now we watched Cocaine Bear there, Ted.
Oh, all right.
Or Miles.
That was a nice theater.
That was a great theater. Galaxy Theater down there in Gig Harbor. Cable TV. My problem with cable TV being a luxury is just, what's the purpose? We've got all these streaming services that, you know, any big show that's on, it's on a streaming service. Other than live sports, what's keeping cable TV alive?
Live sports. Other than nothing.
Right. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, network shows are still going to have kind of the biggest audiences just because most people get them.
They have the biggest
reach. But live sports is the number one thing.
But I also feel like I feel like the networks also have their streaming services. You know, ABC, that's on
Hulu. They own... Right, they
NBC, own that's on Peacock. CBS, they did have a CBS app, but did they move to like Paramount or something like that?
I think they're Paramount now. Yeah. Actually, they are Paramount.
Okay.
But that way the networks, they can actually do interesting creative stuff on streaming and still do just your vanilla stuff. Nothing wrong with it on network TV without upsetting anyone. And it's a huge cash cow network TV.
Hey there. The cost of maintenance on your house. Good luck getting anything fixed for a reasonable price.
Owning a home's expensive.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Yay.
And to just get someone to come over within the window that they say they're going to and actually do the work and do it right.
Kidding. And show up and finish.
There's more to it than just getting the guy over.
Yeah. How's your dishwasher?
It's fixed.
Nice.
It is finally fixed. 2 years old. Jesus.
Red meat shows up on the list. The rest of the groceries are so much money that people started cutting back on their protein as well.
I think that's fairly current, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then the number one thing that used to be affordable but now feels like a luxury, in fact, it got so expensive that they'd started to be requesting of employees, vet care.
Says
pet insurance outrageous. Never seems to cover it. It's way too expensive. The problem that we ran into is that the emergency care, they take so much out of that.
Mm.
You know, the pills that they give them, it looks like an ER bill. Which I understand, it's urgent care and it's emergency care for your pet, but at the same time, it's like, I have a bottle of 20 of these doggone things for the same cost of one that you're charging me.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, we're going through it now.
What are we doing?
This is amazing how much this costs.
Yeah, I am absolutely flabbergasted. We go to Louisiana, where one of the locals aided in an arrest.
Why is that?
Test your memory at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, I don't know if we toast Dodge Ram or if we toast artificial intelligence, but they pulled the resources together to come up with some crap. So, everyone's trying to take advantage of America's 250th birthday coming up this July 4th. So, anything you can do to make money, you're going to take advantage of it now. So, Dodge Ram Trucks, they unveiled a new shirt design in their online shop this week, which they call the 2026 Ram Patriotic Unisex T-Shirt. It's only $29.95, which is not terrible for a branded shirt, even though you're paying them money to be their billboard. I'll let you do the math on that. The problem was, it was just AI slop, right? And you did not need to order one to have it delivered to see the problems. For one, this patriotic shirt had a big American flag, right? That's the sign of America right there, baby. Flag had 38 stars. As most of you know, there are 50 stars on the actual flag, but whatever. Small oversight. Even though a fifth grader would know that if they were designing the shirt. But
they just
also
let the bad stars out.
I mean, yeah, there you go. We don't like these places. But also it featured a truck with the slogan Ram Power, which I believe is actually the slogan. The only issue is, The image was not of a Dodge Ram. It was actually a Toyota Tacoma. No.
It looks like a Tacoma.
It is a Tacoma.
Because it is. But yeah, Ram Power. So there you go. You want a 38-star American flag, and you want a Toyota Tacoma to represent your Dodge Ram. That's the shirt for you. Not surprisingly, the T-shirts have already been removed. I will be honest with you. I would rather own that shirt than whatever garbage you're going to put it on the flag. Like, I want the 38-star Toyota Tacoma shirt that says Ram Power, not the one that's accurate. That's no fun. God damn, guys.
No.
Oh, yeah. So, and that's the thing. Tacomas are very recognizable. You look at the shirt, you're like, bro, it's a Tacoma. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bejola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.